The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 7th of January, 2009. It was on this day, 1896, Fanny Merritt Farmer published her cookbook, The Fanny Farmer Cookbook. It was the first cookbook to use accurate measurements. And it's the birthday of the zoologist and writer Gerald Durrell, born in India in 1925. Grew up in Greece and then in England, and he came to love animals. He worked for a time collecting animals for zoos, but his ideas clashed with the ideas of zoologists at the day. He worked for a time collecting animals for zoos, but he had different ideas about them. He wanted to get rare animals and revitalize their population, breed them so as to propagate the species and not just get the showy animals that people would pay money to see. His dream was to open a zoo of his own. His older brother, Lawrence Durrell, was a successful novelist, and Lawrence suggested that Gerald should write an autobiography, raise money. So he did. He went on to write a lot of books, The Overloaded Ark and My Family and Other Animals. And with the money, he opened his own zoo on the island of Jersey in the Channel Islands. He thought that zoos should be more than places for people to gawk at exotic animals, that animals should be in zoos as a means to save them from extinction, and they should be housed in habitats that would be comfortable environmentally and socially, not just big cages. Lawrence Durrell wrote, "The world is to us what the Garden of Eden was supposed to be to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were banished, but we are banishing ourselves from our Eden. The difference is that Adam and Eve had somewhere else to go. We have nowhere else to go. I hope that by the time you read this, you will have at least partially curtailed our reckless greed and stupidity. Learn from our mistakes. Do not go on endlessly like a squirrel in a wheel, committing the same errors hour by hour, day by day, year after year, century after century, as we have done up to now." Here's a poem by Wendell Berry, a section from his longer poem entitled 1994, Section 7. "I would not have been a poet except that I have been in love alive in this mortal world, or an essayist except that I have been bewildered and afraid, or a storyteller had I not heard stories passing to me through the air, or a writer at all except I have been wakeful at night and words have come to me out of their deep caves, needing to be remembered. But on the days I am lucky or blessed, I am silent. I go into the one body that two make in making marriage, that for all our trying, all our deaf and dumb of speech, has no tongue. Or I give myself to gravity, light, and air, and am carried back to solitary work in fields and woods where my hands rest upon a world unnamed, complete, unanswerable, and final as our daily bread and meat. The way of love leads always to life beyond words, silent and secret, to serve that triumph, I have done all the rest." A poem by Wendell Berry from his longer poem, 1994, from A Timbered Choir, published by Counterpoint and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.